Governor Matt Mead is hoping to create a 10-year plan to address homelessness in Wyoming. As a first step in the process, the Department of Family Services has appointed a homelessness coordinator. Her name is Brenda Little, and she says her first task will be to identify what services are already available to homeless individuals in different communities in Wyoming.
There are folks that handle homelessness for veterans and some that handle homelessness for youth, others for folks with mental illness. And I would like to get a sense of who all those folks are and what services they provide.
Now, Governor Mead has asked for a long-term plan to deal with homelessness. What might that entail?
That's an excellent question, Willow. And I have some feelers out on that already. I know other states around the country have their 10-year plan. And I've been asking around to see if I can get a hold of those 10-year plans from some other states through some contacts I've made. I also learned that a little bit of work had been done on a 10-year plan when Governor Friedenthal was in office. So I'm also trying to track down how much was done under Governor Friedenthal's watch. And then I really want to look at what other states have done so we can get a sense of successful states and what their 10-year plans look like and what in those plans have been working. So we can model Wyoming's plan after something that's already worked.
And when you're talking about success, is the goal here to reduce homelessness or simply to provide better services to individuals who are homeless?
I think the answer to that is both, Willow. What we want to do is to make sure that the folks locally in our local communities who serve homeless people have the resources and grant funding that is available to them so that they can provide those services. At the same time, I have learned that Wyoming has a very low percentage of homeless folks that actually receive housing. And I would like to make Wyoming more successful in that area so that we can look back in a couple of years and say, we now serve homeless people better to the full extent that we are able, and that we have increased the percentage of homeless folks that have housing available or are housed at a certain period of time during the year.
Now, I'm assuming with a long-term plan that part of the goal here would be to look at what the root causes are of homelessness and address those. How might you do that? What are some of these causes? What are some things that Wyoming could be doing to help address those?
Well, those are the same questions that I am asking. And I'm in the process now of trying to learn the right questions to ask and then where to find those answers.
Stepping back for a moment, how big a problem is homelessness in Wyoming?
I think it's a bigger problem than I had realized. We have an increased number of homeless people. In the last year, we have, I think, 75 to 80% more homeless folks between 2012 and 2013. A lot of that has to do with when the count is taken. Some of it has to do with the software that we use to count those folks. I actually believe that count is low from what I hear from other folks around the state and the criteria that we use to measure. I don't know yet the full extent of how big a problem homelessness is in Wyoming, but I do firmly believe that it's more of a problem than I or many of us around the state realize.
Why has there been this increase in over the last year in homelessness? I mean, is this just, you indicated that there might be issues with how things are counted, but are the numbers actually going up, do we think?
That's a good question, Willow, and that's one of the things I want to find out is how we count people. I have heard from different folks around the state that we don't necessarily count folks the way other states do. Well, should we change that? Is that something that should be done differently? Or are we actually more accurate? I don't know the answers to those questions.
Now, obviously, there are resources in various different communities around the state for homeless people, shelters and soup kitchens and food pantries and whatnot. Why do we need a statewide plan and a statewide coordinator as opposed to sort of doing this, you know, with the local communities?
The local communities are doing very good work, and they are doing a lot of hands-on work. They are meeting with homeless folks face-to-face. They are going where homeless folks live. They are providing those services. I think what's important for the state of Wyoming to do is to help coordinate the efforts of all of those folks who are doing great work in their own communities, so that if someone in state government is able to keep track of the services that are going forth, then those services can help each other. And I can help different folks in different communities learn from each other, share resources with each other, share knowledge with each other, and also get a better sense of where we are with serving homeless folks in Wyoming.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What is your background in working with homelessness?
My background, actually, Willow, is not in homelessness. My background is more in state administration. I've been with the Department of Family Services for 12 years. So my experience is more in coordinating efforts and administering programs than it is with homelessness, which I think is great for two reasons. First of all, I think there are other folks around the state who are very good and experts at homelessness. So I really don't need to be, because there are folks in our communities that have that expertise and that knowledge. And so I think where I can help the most is actually in my background as an administrator.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Willow. I enjoyed it a lot.
Brenda Little is Wyoming's new homelessness coordinator.